Thank you, and welcome everybody to Prague and to this meeting. Speaking for myself, I am delighted to be in Prague. Many people have told me what a beautiful city it is, but I have not really anticipated the surroundings I find myself in now. I've never chaired a meeting in an opera house before. I hope, perhaps, that one of our speakers might decide to burst into song. But perhaps you'd better not hold your breath for that. I'm also very pleased that for the purposes of this meeting, the boundaries of Europe have been stretched to include New Zealand. I hope you can understand what I say. It's one of the penalties of growing up upside down if you have to learn to speak. This is a special year. It's a special year for Europe, as you have just heard. And I would like to congratulate all of the people who worked so hard to establish the European Crystallographic Association. And I applaud all of the aspirations that Professor Giacovazzo has just expressed and wish you all very well for the future. We too, in the IUCR executive, wish to see the regional associations being extremely inclusive so that those countries which lie outside of the immediate original boundaries of these associations can feel included also in sharing these meetings. And this brings me to the subject of the symposium. This is a special year for the International Union of Crystallography. It's just 50 years since it was established as one of the international scientific unions. And so we thought we should celebrate it in some way. This symposium has been put together largely by Henk Schenk, assisted by other members of the IUCR Executive Committee. And so I would like to especially thank Henk at the outset for all of the work he has put into it.